Singer Jesse Coulter was born and raised as Miriam Johnson, growing up in the East Valley in a religious family, which included a mom who was a preacher. That spiritual background continued to direct her life, even as she married one of the original outlaws of country music, Waylon Jennings. Her singing career was primarily associated with Jennings, and her biggest hit, I'm Not Lisa. Jesse Coulter harkens back to her religious upbringing in a new memoir, An Outlaw and a Lady, and her latest album, Psalms, and she's with me to talk about all of that. Jesse, your religious faith is such a huge part of this autobiography. Did you expect religion to be a factor in whatever profession you ended up in?
You know, when I was small, I don't remember thinking that. At some point, I had heard Mother talk about the fact that God had told her I would be a musician, and he gave her my name, Miriam. But she was not a mother who pushed any of that. It was much later that I realized that that had been said over me and so forth, because I was just drawn to music. I was drawn to it. I didn't think, oh, I should do this, till I was in the age that I may have considered marriage, that I think, I want to be with someone who is in music.
Mm-hmm. So Waylon Jennings, obviously one of the most famous musicians in American history, certainly on the countryside, but there's so much interesting detail in your book. The way you were drawn to him was amazing. With your religious faith, there were times where, in reading the book, it struck me as though you were almost too hard on yourself when he might disappear for days at a time, because even though you loved him, it almost made you would pray for patience and almost pray to be a better wife and this sort of thing. How were you able to balance those things, the passionate love you had for him, with the idea that maybe you weren't that thrilled with some of the things he was doing?
You know, Billy Bob Thornton, who didn't even know us that well, but you know, the actors study characters, and Waylon had been studied by several actors. He had this West Texas delay. He had a lean back. He had an easy laugh, you know, all that. Yeah. And he said something. He said, you know, Waylon Jennings takes things in his stride. And he was born, you know, quite poor in the Dust Bowl, mm-hmm. and struggled to get everywhere he went. And that was just part of his life. I don't know if there was a little, I had no comparison with the economic parts of his life. Mm-hmm. I was different there. I was probably just middle class, but he was, Chet Atkins said, you outpoured everybody, Waylon. You know, he was, you know, it was a different category. But I don't know, maybe there was something in me that had that same, I hope, just taking things in my stride. Mm-hmm. And there was in me an understanding and a respect for Waylon's gift that never wavered, and we had been together so much. And it was like I had a thing with Waylon where, well, I'll just see, because I believe in the dance thing between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. And our whole romance was very intuitive. And in fact, he wrote a song in a Man Called Hoss album called, talking to his child, said, if you want to learn how to dance, just watch your mama and me. Mm. And so I'm not the analytical judge type.
Yeah.
And I knew all of his goodness. That didn't mean that he got a little crazy now and then. That didn't mean that I could have been a little crazy to be there with him. I don't know. Yeah. It was just the way it went. Now, you know, talking about patience, patience comes by faith. When you have faith in something, you have patience. And if you don't, you're not meant to be there.
So the years that Waylon's been gone, mm-hmm. how has that been for you spiritually, musically? Is he always there with you? I kind of wonder about that.
Yeah. It's a great blank screen to start with. Mm. It's a hit, to say the least. But I had certainly the strength of my Savior. I had the strength of my family. I had a wonderful infrastructure. I traveled for about 7 years doing shows because the band really wanted to keep playing. And Don Was produced a record on me that was wonderful. We got great response. We were right at the beginning of the Americana thing going on. And all that said, it came to me. I was telling somebody who was recently widowed, I said, you know, I stood in my pool one day, because you feel like you've been ripped in half. And I said, nobody told me to do this. It came out of my spirit. I said out loud, I choose to live. I've never thought of anything else except choosing to live. But I needed to say that. My body needed to hear this, because grief is so insidious that the people who sit and think, I knew it'd be a lifetime. So I thought I must take invitations. I must walk this out. Very hard hit. I began really taking solace more in the Psalms. I'd studied the Bible many times, but the Psalms, the poetry, was just so strong to me, as hard as it is without Waylon. He had a purpose. And I've basically been the keeper of the flame.
There was a feeling in the book, where the kid of mine for me was duality, because there's Jesse Colder and there's Miriam. And was there a fight between those two parts of you, or did it flow pretty well?
It flowed, because Chet Atkins was the one who asked me. I was divorcing Dwayne. Miriam Eddy was my name. Yeah. And I thought, Miriam Johnson doesn't sound like a name. He said, is there another name? You know, do you want to use that? Or, you know, and I thought, well, and then I thought of my great-grandfather was supposed to have been the chief counterfeiter for Jesse James, and his name was Jesse Colter, and my father really didn't like it when I took that name, but Waylon loved it. He was a West, old West buff. Chet liked it. And I was in those years that I didn't care less about my faith or my upbringing. You know, you go in the 20s, I don't know if any of us should be judged. I really reverence somebody who does decent things in the 20s. But I wasn't one of them. No, I didn't quarrel. But, you know, Mother always knew and said, and it's true, that my blessing would come using the name Miriam. And I put out my album, my spiritual album, as Miriam. And I cherish that name because it's really the meaning of my purpose, you know. But I can't cut off all those people who know me as Jesse, and Waylon loved Jesse, you know. He loved calling me Jesse. He thought Miriam sounded formal.
Yeah, did you find, though, that when you were Jesse, you were freer in some ways as an artist? Because I almost wonder, that's sort of why I asked the question, is was Jesse sort of, for a while at least, a character you played, and then you became Jesse?
I'm not a good actress. I am not a good actress. Yeah. It just, when I make a decision, I usually just go with it. And I didn't feel any big, but I did feel the need to make my name known. You know, like I said on my Miriam album, Mother named me Miriam, but I'm Jesse for a song.
Legendary singer Jesse Colter, her new book is called An Outlaw and a Lady. It's about her life and her life with the late Waylon Jennings. Jesse, good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Great to talk to you, Steve. You made me think.
And you're listening to The Show.